In Arabic, long vowels are called حروف العلة, and this literally translates to sick letters. They are so called because of their constant changing state when generally dealing with them, and the many rules you have to know to deal with them properly. So when you stop at a word ending with a sick letter, حرف علة, there are a couple of rules that you have to apply to recite the Qur'an properly. We'll see these long vowels or حروف العلة in four different situations when stopping at them. First, they will have no تشكيل at all. They will have تنوين, short vowel, or they will have شدة. And there are some special cases that we'll also discuss at the end of this video, so make sure to watch them as well, since they are also very important. First of all, if there is no تشكيل whatsoever on the long vowel at the end of the word, then you will fully pronounce the long vowel with a natural mad of two counts, like in these examples.
ثم دنا فتدلى ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إنا كذلك نجزي إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين.
So as you can see, we extended them for two counts if there is no تشكيل on them whatsoever. And if you are wondering why we sometimes pronounce the letter ya as e and sometimes as alif, then you should check out this lesson before you continue with this one. The second case, if there is تنوين on the last letter of the word. When this happens, you will simply drop whatever تنوين you see on the last letter and extend the mad letter for two counts, just like what we did in the previous case, like in this example.
وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَى هُدَى لَعَلَى هُدًى أَوْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ يَقُولُ أَهْلَكْتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا.
So as you heard, when stopping here, we had to extend the mad letter for two counts after dropping the tanween completely. Third, and this is possibly the part that may cause some confusion to some people. When stopping at harf illa that has tashkil on it, so fatha, dhamma, or kasra, this tashkil has to be dropped. But then you also have to pay attention to see if the letter before it has the same type of short vowel as the long vowel or not. Because if it does, so if the letter before waw had dhamma on it, for example, or the letter before ya had kasra, then you will have to deal with this as a mad letter, and you must extend it for two counts. But if there is no short vowel of the same kind as the long vowel, then you will have to deal with it as a semi-vowel, which means that you must not extend it. To understand this better, let's check these examples.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيِ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ.
Here, the ya has dhamma in the first example and kasra in the second. But when we stop at these words, the tashkil is completely dropped. Now let's look at the letter before the ya. If there is kasra, we'll extend it for two counts. But in this case, there is sukun in the first and fatha on the second. And that's why we didn't extend even when stopping at these words. And we said, al-baghi. يدي. So there is no extension or elongation. But let us check out this example. The ya in the word ni'mati has fatha. So if you keep on reading here, you must not extend the ya because it will not be dealt with as a mad letter. But let's see how it should sound like when you stop at that word.
Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati. اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم.
In this case, we see that the ya has fatha, so by stopping at it, this fatha will get dropped. But in this case, before the ya, there was a letter that has kasra, which means that now the ya is fully functioning as a mad letter. And that's why we extended it when we stopped at it. And a similar case, which is extremely common in the Quran, are these two words, huwa and hiya. We apply the same principle. Notice how we pronounce the waw when we continue and when we stop at it.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَهُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ.
So we extend when stopping, but if we kept on reading, we will not extend. Here is one more example.
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا.
The fourth and last case is when حرف العلة at the end of the word has شدة. When that happens, you must apply نبر, which enables you to show that the letter has شدة on it, which means that you will not drop or skip the letter at the end of the word. Nabr is the Arabic word for stress, which is a particular emphasis laid on, in this case, the last syllable of the word. Like in this example.
وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوّ.
So we apply nabr by saying adu, not adu. One more example.
Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy.
So we say an-nabiy, not an-nabi. Finally, there are some special cases that you have to be aware of to recite properly. The first case is when mad letter is not the last letter, but it is followed by a silent letter. And this letter will be alif that is dropped at all times, and the letter before it will be waw. So when this happens, you will extend the waw for two counts as a natural mad letter. Like,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ.
The second case is the removed harf illa. In certain cases, the mad letter at the end of the word is removed. In such cases, we follow the rule exactly as it is, and we do not pronounce anything. Compare these two examples to understand more what I mean.
مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ.
So even though these two words are the same, we pronounce ya only when it is present in the word. When it is not present, then we will not pronounce it when we stop at the word. The third and final special case concerns these three exceptions. Normally, when we stop at a word, we don't pronounce the ya symbol that follows it. But for these three words, we will have to pronounce that symbol. And since these two words already end with ya, then we will pronounce two ya one after the other and extend the second ya for two counts. Like in these examples.
إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي قَالَ أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ
And the second word
أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة.
However, when we stop at this word in particular, we'll have two choices. Either to extend as we did with the other two words, or to stop at noon while ignoring the ya symbol completely without pronouncing it at all. Both cases are correct and acceptable in the riwayah of Hafs an Asim.
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِي بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِ فَمَا آتَانِي فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ
So we had the choice when stopping to extend the ya or to drop the ya in this case. So, when a word ends with a sick letter or harf illa, if there's nothing on it, we elongate for two counts. If there is tanween, we drop and then elongate for two counts. If there is tashkil on it, drop it and see if it needs to be elongated. If there is shadda, we apply nabr. Pay attention to the silent alif at the end of the word and only pronounce mad letters that you can see, and remember these three exceptions to this rule. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.